Hey y'all, welcome back to the G-Casa Podcast. I'm your co-host, Matthew, but y'all can call me Matty G. And we got here, tell him your name.
I'm his sister, Amaris. Thanks for having me, Matty G.
Of course, Matt, you're the co-host too.
The G-Casa.
Facts, we are here. But real quick, before we get started, make sure y'all follow us on social media at Instagram. Our username is gcasa.podcast. Again, gcasa.podcast. That's where we will be active. If you have any thoughts, any questions about future episodes to come, then you can definitely hit me up there. Also, we have a YouTube channel where we will show visual podcasts or at least tips of the podcast or talk about certain stuff. But, all right. So, with that being said, let's get right into it with the question.
I think we should kind of talk about how G-Casa...
Oh, you want to talk about, like...
Even...
Started?
Became a thing. Like, what's a G for our...
Oh, okay.
English-only learners. They must be like, what's Casa?
Oh, you want to talk?
It's not an English word. Yeah, so the G is the initial. It's Gonzalez. Yes.
Our last name
is Gonzalez. We come from a family of six. We have our parents. I'm the oldest. Amaris G. And then it's kind of funny because Maddie is the youngest.
Yeah.
He's the baby. And then in between us is our sister, Emily, and our other brother.
Fair.
Richard or Richie or Maddie. Other nicknames that we have for each other.
Fair.
Maybe we'll share one day on this podcast.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be like, wait, that's what they call you? That sounds nothing like your name. You know how nicknames are. They.
There's always a story with it.
Always a story.
There is.
Honestly. Something happened. Yeah. And then what's the casa?
Casa, it means house.
In what?
In Spanish. Yep.
So if you ever hear casa, you're not being cursed out. There's no bad word to it. It literally just means house.
Exactly. G-house.
So G-house, Gonzalez house. But in the G-casa... We just want to talk about what we want to talk about.
We're all about real talk and real thoughts.
Real talk of real thoughts.
Exactly.
Yeah. When Maddie brought that to me, I was like, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple, but it's straight to the point.
Facts.
So here on G-Casa, we're just going to talk about real talk on real thoughts. We are Christian.
Yeah. I was just like hesitated.
No. I was just like, wait. I was trying to think about my next thought. But yeah, that has to be said. That's number one. G-Casa is founded on the Lord.
Yes.
At the end
of the day, we're always going to go back to the Word. Like we have our own thoughts and opinions, but the absolute truth comes from the Word, and we can't argue against that.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's truth, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's been there since the beginning. And it's still being shown in today's society, things that we talk about in the, you know, before.
Yeah, things you talk about, things you see. It's so easy, especially in these times that we're living in, this historic time. You sometimes want to just go to your default feelings and your emotions and your mind. And not that it's wrong to go there, but from experience, I've made it my home.
I made it the
wrong casa.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, the Word should always be our home, our resting place. Because
foundation.
Aside from it, we're
nothing.
We're no bueno.
Exactly. We're dirty. There's nothing good of us.
Yeah. What are we? Dirty.
In fact, dirty.
So yeah, I think the first thing we want to like just do is say hi.
Yeah.
What's going on?
But should we talk about like how it came about? Like, kind of background on how G-Casa was, like,
We told them what the name is.
Yeah, but, like...
And what else are you thinking?
Like, the story of, like, what, like, mm-hmm. made us...
Yeah, I think they want to know that.
Well, for me... for me, it was more, like, a thought, right? I was watching a podcast, and I was, like, getting motivated to, like, you know, go back to, you know, trying to do a business online and all that. So I thought maybe, you know, let me do something that I was used to doing, which is, you know, putting Bible verses on a page, Call You For God.
Yeah, you're very creative.
And yeah, you know, thank God for that. You know, and it was awesome to be able to like share different verses that hit me with other people in social media, but you know, God had me go somewhere else, which is a podcast, you know, because that's where I'm not too comfortable at, you know, talking and being open. But it's, you know, at the end of the day, it does feel good and it is healing, you know, when you're able to be open letter and speak and stuff like that.
Very true.
But so yeah, and I was like, you know what, all right, let me see. I did my research on podcast, and then I brought it to you. And I was like, what was the name I first said? I was like, it was
I don't remember.
Oh my God, I forgot the first name.
I don't remember.
I wish I remember.
I was gonna stay in our head till we get it. But I thought he was kidding. So I was just messing around, and I'm a person that I like words. I like putting words together.
Yeah, you really like intellectual with that. As he would say, you go with your words. I don't know.
Like, I just, it's like a puzzle. And then I really love words that have the same letters. Like, I don't know, like, just putting it like that. So I was like, G Casa.
G Casa, yeah.
And you went crazy. I think it was also because, like, you have to, when you're speaking, like, real talk on real thoughts, it has to come from you, the person.
Yeah.
From like a genuine place. And the only way you really get through moments and get through your thoughts is by speaking it out. And I think in this time and generation, it's weird. Like, the more we post, the quieter we are. I think we've given like a lot of power to the posting and typing. And you don't really, I don't know how to explain it, but like the word of mouth, like being able to communicate in a conversation or get your thoughts across, it seems harder. Because it's more like, you know what, I'll just try to write it, or I'll just try to see it in a video. But when you're not able to like express your words in a way that really talks about what you're thinking, it becomes like bottled up, and then you're like, that's not what I meant. Or you say something that's not really what you meant, but it's as close as you can get it. And then it turns what you wanted to say into something else. It's so confusing.
Yeah.
It's so confusing.
That's true.
So, but yeah, that's how G Casa started. Kind of went around a little bit, but.
No, that's good though. But yeah, now we're here doing it.
Yeah. I mean, what can they expect from us?
Oh man. Like I said in the beginning, you know, like, oh, definitely we're going to talk about real stuff, real topics. Like, one of the things we want to talk about is addictions. You know, our life.
Yeah, upbringing, and how to communicate.
Yeah. So that's why, you know, right now I want to encourage y'all to stay updated with us, because we're definitely going to let y'all know what we're going to be doing and stuff like that.
Yeah, and by no means are we saying that we know it all, or that, you know, we are the expert in the topics. We just want to bring a perspective from, I think I'm still young. He's definitely Matt is still his teens.
I'm 18, y'all. I'm
in my 20s. But just give you like a real perspective of what it's like, you know, in our age group, serving God, really trying to have him at the forefront, the focus of everything that we do.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it easy?
No.
Heck no.
It is hard. I learned that this week.
But I think yes. But I think it's harder without him.
That's exactly, because then we want to like complain why we're going through this, why this and that. But it's all for, you know, his glory, but also it builds character within us.
Oh, that's a Bible verse.
Yeah.
Character produces perseverance.
Exactly. What is it?
Obedience is greater than sacrifice.
Yeah. That's what's so important, to be obedient, yo.
That's another topic.
There's a lot, man. I could go into it.
Yeah.
That's why, like, I can't wait. Like, but I just want to, you know, do my research so I can present to y'all, you know, with facts.
Yeah, we want to come with enough understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys share with us too. You let us know you know, what your thoughts are and things like that. But always know that we want to always turn it back to the word.
Exactly.
There are going to be moments where I, Amaris, will look at the word and be like, oh, Lord, like, love your enemies. That was a hard one for a while. Like, if I could be transparent, and even at times I'd be like, Lord, you sure? Like, an enemy is not always just like someone that hates you or things like that. Sometimes
it's someone that knows you.
It can definitely be someone that knows you. Isn't that crazy? It can definitely be, but it's just when you are trying to love everyone the way God does, with an open heart, an unconditional heart. When you trying to do that, it exposes where you're at in a good way. It's like, I want to learn patience. And then moments will happen and you're like, oh man, my patient level is like a 2 and I thought I was a 5.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, no, you're not, because you just did. Boop, 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 boop.
Facts.
So.
That's facts.
It's just a good place to be when you're trying to be Christ-like and trying to carry his image. You really, he's going to show you. He's that teacher. He's that really good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't punish you for getting it wrong if your motive is always humility and repentance.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, he's always seeking a willing heart and an open heart. Always. But you got to come completely humble and open before him. Otherwise, it won't work. Because
mm-hmm.
he's going to look at you and be like, I see your mask, but I want you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The heart.
Because
we find ourselves, that's crazy. Even, you know, learning within our church that it's so easy to honor God with our lips, but not with our heart.
Yeah. You say you love me, but your heart's far from me.
Yeah.
It's so true.
I've been learning that, man. That's why it's so important to, like, to get to know Jesus. Because then you can truly love like he did and truly give like he did.
Yeah.
So.
And don't be afraid to be. I heard this quote from someone. I forgot who said it, but it was, if you're the dumbest person in the room, you're in the right place. And the word of God talks about in Proverbs that a wise man makes plans with wise counsel. It's so always so important to be around those that are wiser than you. And you're going to grow wiser. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
And then it's like the flip side of that. The word also talks about if you associate with a wrathful person, you're going to adopt their ways and become like that. So it's all about community. It's all about making sure that with Christ at the center at all times, that you will trust that he's going to put you in places and with people that are always going to have you go closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
That's so good.
Has to. Because trials are going to happen. Mistakes are going to happen.
Yes, it is.
So you have to know. You want to know that you can always find his face.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what happens. And that you have that community around you that's going to show you and be like, could have been like this, but let's go to the word. Let's see what the word is saying. Let's get back to that state of humility. Let's get back to that state where you don't believe that you know everything in this moment.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's so important. Like, even you were like saying, like, it's good. Not okay. Well, the word says to come before him as a child. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, that's so.
Oh, that's a really good point. You mean, like, if the word says, like, for me, do not fear, I would try to go, like, deeper as, well, Lord, you know, look at what the situation is. But then there's a scripture that says he is the high priest that can relate to us.
Mm.
And if he says don't fear, it's not because he's telling you not to acknowledge the situation or that it's not serious. It's just, don't make it your God where you fear that more than you fear the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And fear is reverence, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like, sometimes we get scared, but in our fear, it becomes our fear of reverence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not only am I scared of the situation, but now I'm gonna respect it, where I'm gonna bow down to it. and I'm going to let it lead my emotions and lead my decisions and lead where I should go. And it, that's where he's like, no, I don't want you to have that fear. I don't want you to be anxious. I want you to come to me when those things happen. I want you to lay it down before me. I want you to seek me with your whole heart. These are all verses in the word that really help you align your mind, because outside of Christ, our mind can be so toxic.
Yes, for real.
And God is so good. Like, he tells us what to think about. You know, think on holy things, on pleasing things.
I believe that's Philippians 4:8. I believe,
Yeah, because on our own, our nature is to go to the flesh. Our nature is to go towards things that keep us from the Father.
Yeah.
But
that's so true.
It's a lie to think that it's impossible to be joyful and serve God. Like, they go together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, serving God, you having that true relationship with God where you feel like that's your best friend. You feel like that's your, like how in a marriage, like that's your spouse, like that's someone that you can trust. God will never make a mistake. God will never do you wrong, as he is the compass of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's that deep, and it's not an old age thing. You could have that in your young age. You could truly be in love with him and be like, I want what you want for me, the plans that you have for me. Not to harm me, but to prosper me. And I can still enjoy good things, good food, good places. And when I mean good, you know, like enjoyable things that interest you without compromising the word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think people think you just sit in a room all day, and no. I mean, can I sit in a room all day with God? Yeah. Like, there are just some days where he just awes you like that. Like, he just... It's like being with your father, like just on daddy's lap and just enjoying what he has to say. And then there's days where he'll do that through a conversation with somebody else, or through looking at his creation, or by helping somebody. He talks in so many ways.
Yes, he does. That's
right. So
even through like movies and TV shows.
Oh my gosh. How many times have we been like, oh my God, that's
yeah.
Oh, that's so spiritual.
The Lion King, yo. One of the like top films. That you can low-key see some of the
remember.
Yeah.
Who you are.
Yeah, stuff like that. It really connects to, you know, Jesus and the Father.
Yeah. That's another good topic. Careful what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know. What shows and movies and music.
Exactly.
It's not like a do not list, but it's like when you truly, when Jesus becomes like your everything, you want to honor him in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you become, you begin to be like, all right, Lord, what can I see? What can I watch? What will entertain me and not
compromise?
Hurt you?
Yeah. With our relationship. Like, you know, like, yeah. You said on. Yeah. And like, that reminds me, like, what was being talked about yesterday in Bible study about holiness, and how, like, there was a time where we used to, like, you know, do what we have to do, like, at least from the religious background, where, you know, you wear a skirt or you can have earrings, all that, just for you can be holy.
Yeah, the men have to, like, holy. Have a haircut.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, and back then, like, did that, and they meant it, because they were like, whatever it took.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like when you just like, it's you first accept the Lord, you're like, Lord, whatever it is. And then, you know, you after that, you sit down, you're like, okay, what does your word say about this and that?
Exactly.
And it's definitely a conviction thing. Like, you have to sit down and ask the Lord, like, Lord, what is it that will block me?
Because
everybody's story is different. There's some boundaries that you're going to set for yourself, not because it sends you to heaven, but it's because it keeps you close to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if certain things that you see or certain items that you wear or used to have this hold on you, or when you're around it is like an idol, or it hinders you, or it slows you down when it comes to your relationship with Christ, by all means, like, throw it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to say those that have that, let's say, for example, earrings, if that's a big no-no for you, for whatever reason is for you, but you see someone else wearing it, it's not like you're gonna go to hell. Mm-hmm. It's more like she could do that. Like, she can do that and still stay close to God. Me, and I'm not talking about like a me and Maris, just a scenario. That woman with the no earrings will say, no, as for me, this gotta go because it reminds me of this, or it has it, or this place or that. Gotcha, it's not that it, but it's for me. This is between for me and God. This is how I stay in communion and connected until he says otherwise. Because we're never done.
No, that's the thing about this walk. It's like you never stop. Like, it's always something you can learn, and you know, you're always growing.
Until the day of redemption.
Exactly.
He's always doing that good work.
Yep, exactly. Continuously.
Yeah, like, God is not boring. He will always show you, like, okay, let's talk about something new today. Let's do this. Let's see something this way. I mean, he's a teacher. That's who his son was on earth.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're not boring lessons because it has to do with you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like, in order for you to see a difference, right? You got to start where?
With yourself.
With yourself. So, and it is not easy.
But it is possible.
With Christ, all things are possible.
Exactly.
So, that was a little snippet.
Yeah.
A little bit of what to expect. I mean, we're going to talk about so many topics, yeah, I think.
Just doing this, like, a lot of topics just came to my head.
Yeah, for real. Facts. I got, like, at least five. But yeah, you're old. Like
but yeah, I mean.
But we're always going to turn it around back to the word. Like, that's something you can expect. We welcome all listeners.
Yes, from every
background, creed, belief. I mean, we just want you to know that believing in Jesus, he can truly be the author and finisher of your faith. He can truly guide you in any and every part of your life. Yes. He's not just a 2 times a week God, or he's not just in a song. He's not just, you know, the Bible that's on your nightstand. He's
real. Like,
he's
the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, when you wake up, he's there. When you go to the bathroom, he's there. When you're going on the train or in the car, he's there. Like,
exactly.
You're never alone.
Mm-hmm. You know? Oh, man, yeah.
In a good way, like, you're never alone. When you believe that with your whole heart and you silence those other voices that try to convince you otherwise, anything can happen, and you're going to be able to smile. And you're gonna be one of those people that like people around you are gonna be like, why are you always happy? Why are you always smiling? Like, such and such just happened. This just happened. Like, the world is like this, and you're like, I know, but God got it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're in one of the most toughest times in histories, and I mean, I could say God got it.
Yeah, I was still blessed, you know, like, a time like this, like, financially I was blessed, spiritually.
Yeah,
that's a low key another topic. Yeah. Like, the pandemic, because, like, you know, I know, like, the news shows the bad. And, like, how many people are dying, which, like, it really is, it's sad, but, like,
yeah,
it's also, it shows, like, it's a blessing to live, you know, still have life, still able to breathe and look at creation.
Yeah, be grateful.
Exactly. That's the thing. We have to be grateful.
Like, it really humbles you.
Mm-hmm.
And to all the families that were affected really bad, we just want to say you're in our prayers, and you're not forgotten, and you're not forgotten by God first.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not forgotten by those that are praying for you. This is a chapter. This is not your book of your life. This is just a moment in time that I could only imagine how hard it must be in some homes. The tears, the work to stay connected. But it truly is possible with God. God can truly make a way out of no way. And I'm sure a lot of people are saying, but how? You have to lay it all before him.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to say, this is what it is, Lord. This is my heart. I'm coming to you with all that I have. And guess what? His word says that those who seek me with their whole heart will find me. So you are going to find him.
Yeah, draw near to me, I'll draw near to me.
Yeah, and he's going to give you that idea. He's going to give you that next move to make. He's going to tell you who to talk to. It sounds crazy, but there's so many testimonies.
Oh, my God.
There's so many testimonies within G-Casa, but also, like, just within the kingdom of God, of how many times people had a dream that God spoke to them about making this next move, or the Lord gave them a thought, or someone called and was like, I had you in mind, such and such and this. I mean, he is that kind of God.
Yeah, but people want to say it's a coincidence that things happen, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, in the moment, it feels like that until you're like, wait, no, you really do care.
Exactly.
Like, he does care about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it could be like little cute stuff too. Like, you could be like, dang, I really want chocolate today. And someone will just randomly surprise you with it. Or they'll be like, oh, we made an extra one here. Take this one.
I love it.
I get like, it was like a little kid. Like, what? What do you mean you had an extra free coffee?
Right.
And when you look up, you're just like, you didn't have to. Like, there's wars going on. Mm-hmm. There's a whole plague. And you care about my coffee.
Yeah.
or whatever you like to drink or eat.
Yeah,
like, he's like that. And that's the only way. That's the only way you can be the light of the world, right? Like, is by being connected to the source.
Exactly.
But I could talk all day to the G-Casa
family.
Yeah, I could talk all day to them. But
well,
this was good.
Is there anything else you want to say? That's it.
If you made it this far, thank you.
Yeah, a real one.
We hope you understood what we were trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
If you found a flaw, congratulations.
Oh,
because we are human.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you have any thoughts or questions, like,
we're open.
I mean, I'm one that I like to learn. So, like, if this is something that y'all found interesting within the conversation, then let me know.
Yeah. But God will always be the foundation. The word.
That living word.
That living bread of life.
For man shall not live on bread alone.
But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Facts. But all right. Well, thank y'all for listening. And I hope that you have a blessed day. Love y'all. Take care. And peace, y'all.
Peace.
Bye.